Use users colon tree view. Browser window. By the end of this workshop, you will understand, be able to discuss, and slash or perform the following tasks related to Office 2016 with JAWS and Magic.
Hello, everyone. This is Dan Clark with the training department at Freedom Scientific. I want to welcome you to this free webinar on an introduction to Office 2016 with JAWS and Magic. And we had some talk going on before we started the recording here. Today is Veterans Day here in the United States, and on this Veterans Day, we would like to thank all veterans for your service. We thank you for your courage, your strength, and your dedication to our country, and it is greatly appreciated. You have no idea, perhaps, well, maybe you do. We just really want to salute you and thank you for your service. So today we're going to talk about Office 2016 as well as Office 365. We'll look at some of the changes in Office 2016 from 2013 version, look at some of the new items in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook. We'll look at Word Online, which is basically what we also call Office 365, looking at navigating the start screen, opening a new blank document, using Control F6 to navigate, save a document, upload a document to the cloud from your hard drive, working with a document that's already saved in the cloud, talk a little bit about accessible reading mode. We'll also look at some of the new features in Office 2016 like Smart Lookup, Tell Me, and I have a few keyboard shortcuts that are just the basic top three or four keystrokes that I use when I'm using Office. And we'll talk a little bit about accessibility in Office 365, and we'll look at real quickly, Excel Online as with an overview, and PowerPoint Online with an overview. So we'll be looking at Word Online, Excel Online, and PowerPoint Online. I'm going to go ahead and push out the next page.
Introduction to Office 2016 with JAWS and Magic.
Now, for those of you who are participating in the live webinar, there is a link at the top of the page in your browser window. You can press F6 to go to that browser window.
F6. Note colon for those of you.
And the first link on the page
tab opens the documentation in a new browser window. Visited link
opens the documentation in a new browser window. So if you want to follow along and have the documentation on the side, go ahead and open that link, and in a few minutes I'm going to start desktop sharing. Desktop sharing basically replaces the text that's in the browser window with a picture of my desktop, which is not accessible to JAWS. So if you want to have those notes outside the training room while I'm sharing my desktop, go ahead and get that link open. For those of you who are participating in the webinars, through the archives, I should say, you don't have to worry about the desktop sharing. It does not get recorded in the archives. Wish it did, but it doesn't right now. And you'll just be listening to and watching or interacting with the recorded archive in your browser window. You can use fast forward and rewind and different things like that. And we have instructions in the email that we send out for the archives on how to fast forward, rewind, and check the amount of time elapsed and so on. So overall, most people are not going to notice much difference between the desktop versions of Office 2013 and Office 2016. If you take it as a whole over the entire Office suite, the changes are really minimal. Some of the main changes, I think the new Office 2016 suite has been optimized for Windows 10 and mobile devices, with greater focus on improved collaboration and real-time co-authoring and things like that. So some of the other changes that are included are Skype for Business is now also available in the Office apps for screen sharing and chat while you're collaborating. It has, of course, improved security. The, quote, tell me, end quote, can help you find the tools you need. And I kind of like that. That's going to be a new feature that I'll use a lot, and I'll show it to you as we get going. Smart Lookup, which gathers information from the web to include in your documents. Excel has 6 new charts that are available. Office 365 is now available on mobile devices, cross-platform and cross-device for iOS, Windows Phone, and Android. So basically now you can install it on your tablet, your phone, and your desktop or laptop. Power Query is something new that's included with Excel 2016. It was an add-on previously to Excel if you wanted to add it on. And there are also some new Office themes available. And then there's also, of course, the OneDrive integration with Office 2016 and Office 365, OneDrive being the cloud storage that Microsoft gives you. And I believe right now they give you 1 terabyte of storage per person who's authorized to use Office 2016. So looking at some of the new items in Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, and Outlook, just to kind of narrow it down a little bit, I mentioned that there's a Tell Me edit box at the top of the window. On the Quick Access toolbar, which I also call the CAT for short, there's a new button that allows you to switch between touch mode and mouse mode. There's a new item called Start Inking that's added to the Review tab of the ribbon. And basically, this allows you to use a mouse to draw in documents, very similar to what you can do with Microsoft Paint. You can click and hold the mouse and drag it around. It includes a highlighter, an eraser, some select object tools, as well as pens with different styles and colors. And you also have the ability to choose colors from the standard color palette, change the thickness of the lines, and so on. There is an addition to it that's kind of interesting. It's called an Ink to Math tool, which can convert ink-written math expressions to text. Now, I tried that, and I tried using it with a mouse. My mouse probably doesn't have the best resolution or coordination with my hand or something. I don't know. I tried doing a square root formula and writing it with the mouse with the Ink tool, and this Ink to Math tool got it right the first time. And then I thought, well, let me try and change it a little bit, and the next three times it wouldn't get the square root. So it's probably just the way I was trying to draw it. So it's not that easy necessarily to use and get the output that you want, but it's there. It's pretty cool. In Microsoft Word, they changed the name of the Page Layout tab of the ribbon, and now it's just simply called Layout. Also in Microsoft Word, if you store your document online at OneDrive or using SharePoint, and then you share that document with your colleagues who use Word 2016 or Word Online, you can see each other's changes in the document as they happen. So this is great for online collaboration. For Excel, the Insert tab of the ribbon now contains PowerMap. As I mentioned before, it's a popular 3D geospatial visualization add-in for Excel 23, which is now fully integrated into 2016. It uses basically geographic properties in table format or in a data model. For example, rows and columns that have the names of cities, states, counties, countries, regions, etc. I mentioned in Excel there are 6 new chart types, including tree map, sunburst, waterfall, histogram, Pareto, and whisker. And I can tell you, as a fairly experienced Excel user, I will probably never use any of those 6, but some of those people who are into more advanced types of stuff with Excel, I'm sure will find those very exciting. For Outlook, they also have now the ability for groups in Outlook with Office 365 work or school accounts as well. And that basically gives you a team that can share all of your email conversation with full history, allowing you in that team to engage with members right from the groups inbox, create team events, join existing groups, create new groups, and so on. So it's a little bit different than a distribution list, because a distribution list, you can send messages to different people, but then you have to go looking for all those messages, and this basically contains it into a big container, if you think about it that way, and makes it much easier to interact with the people just in that group. So I might have a group for just the training team, or I might have a group for the sales team, and all those people on those teams can interact with the emails in that group and not be worried about the clutter of everything else that's going on. I think that's a pretty good feature as well. And I mentioned that you can attach files from OneDrive, OneDrive for Business or SharePoint, and share them as view only, or you can give the recipients edit permissions, which lets them collaborate with you. PowerPoint has a new feature, which I haven't tried yet, but it has a new feature called Screen Recording. And it allows you to select a portion of your screen to record, capture that image as a recording, and insert it directly into your presentation, basically in one process. PowerPoint also has the new chart types that Microsoft Excel has. Now, since the desktop versions of Office 2013 and 2016 are minimally different, the rest of the webinar is going to be pretty much devoted to the online versions of Office 365. But first, I want to show you the
8%.
Other ones. I'm going to go ahead and start the desktop sharing here.
Menu bar. Context menu. Follow me F3 checked. Leaving menus. Freedom Scientific Training Room left. Setting up. Please wait. ... Pause button.
And you might get a dialog that pops up on your window momentarily on your screen. It should go away by itself when the desktop sharing starts. And I see an image on my training test computer of my desktop now taking up the browser area of the webinar conference room. So a couple of questions. The cost of Microsoft Office 2016, I think it's $99 a year for up to 5 users in your home. I think they've also got a special right now. If you've upgraded from Windows 10 in the last 2 months, or within 2 months of the time you upgrade, the special right now is you get that first year for half price. Les asked, are there any issues using JAWS 17 with Outlook 2016? I'll show you a couple. Some of them will be addressed by Microsoft, yes, and some will be addressed by Freedom. So there's not that much difference, as I said. And I've been using these now for well over a week and have learned to compensate for those places where it doesn't work that great. But for the most part, you're not going to notice a whole lot of difference, as I said. So let me just go ahead and show you Microsoft Word.
Alt tab. Freedom Scientific. Alt tab. Alt tab. In Alt tab. Alt tab. Alt tab. Alt tab.
I've already
Document
got it running.
Document 1-Word. Document 1-Word. Print view. Edit.
And this is the new theme visually across the top of the title bar and the upper tabs of the ribbon. It's got a kind of a blue background with white text. Excel has kind of a green background up at the top. PowerPoint has a kind of an orange background up at the top, and Outlook has a lighter blue, I think. So they have a slightly different color as opposed to just kind of plain gray and black and white. So it's a little bit interesting as far as looking at the screen goes, if you can see it. Now, I'm just going to type some text here in Word.
THIFFA TEST.
And this is the desktop version. Now, just to make it clear, when I'm talking about Office here, I'll talk about Office desktop version, or I'll say Office 2016. If I say Office 2016, that means the desktop version. If I say Word Online or Excel Online, those are the new words that Microsoft is using for the Office 365 version, so that's the cloud version. So if I say Word 2016, I'm talking about on the desktop. If I say Word Online, I'm talking about from the cloud with 365. So that's just to let you know as we're going through the webinar. Now, I just went to, I haven't changed any settings in here. It's got Calibri Body, 11 point is the default font size, so I could change that by selecting it.
Control Shift P.
Do the different things that you normally do.
26. Print
go in and change the font size and everything. And there's really not any difference that I can tell in terms of Word. Now, except for a couple of things that you might notice. And right up near the top, there's a Tell Me.
Tell me what you want to do, ... edit.
And you can type some stuff in there, and we'll do some of that a little later on. And then, as I mentioned, on the Review tab of the ribbon, let me see if I'm telling you the right thing. Looking at my notes here just a second here. Let's see. I see link notes with OneNotes, protect and editing, compare, accept and reject changes, tracking, comments, language, smart lookups, and so on.
Upper ribbon, lower ribbon, menu group, group box, leaving menu bar, compare ... combine ... leaving menus, edit. Track changes options, track changes options.
Just looking at some of these are all basically the same. For some reason, I'm not seeing the inking on this one, unless I'm just missing it. Try over here
Alt tab. Free Alt tab, Alt tab, Inv Alt tab, Presentation 1 Alt tab,
Excel.
Book 1-Excel, please wait, Book 1, dash Excel, sheet 1, blank, A1.
This may be out in a newer update because I just installed this today on this computer, and they've had some updates probably since I installed this. So we'll just move on.
Document 1-Word, print view, edit.
So let's say I'm in Microsoft Word and I want to go to the Tell Me. You can press Alt and letter Q to go to that Tell Me edit box.
Alt Q, tell me what you want to do, dot, 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 edit.
And as I mentioned, this is a pretty neat feature. Let's say you want to do some bullet points. So let me get out of that first.
Escape, escape, enter.
And I'll type in
T-A-S-I-S-P-A-R-T, enter, T-A-S-I-S-P-A-E-O-N-D.
So I want to select these two lines of text. This is the first and this is the second. And I want to put bullet points there, but I don't remember where the bullet points are on the ribbon. If I press Alt-Q, where to get to them on the ribbon.
Alt-Q, tell me what you want to do, dot, 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 edit.
I can simply type in bullet.
B-U-L-L-E-T.
And then down arrow through the choices.
Menu, bullets.
There's bullets.
Outline view. Add text bullet to smart art unavailable.
And there's some other ones. I'm going to go back to bullets because it's a submenu.
Outline view, bullets.
And press enter.
Leaving menus, print view, edit.
And now I've got the regular bullets that you would normally get when you choose bulleted lists. So you have these, basically if you type something in the tell me field and you're looking for something that you need as a command, you don't have to go back to the ribbon and find it. You can just find it in the tell me and just press enter on it. So it's very nice as far as like a search type of feature. So here's Word Online. Let me just minimize that. I'm sorry, Word Desktop.
Freedom, sign, alt tab. Document alt tab.
Let me show you the one thing in
inbox dash mailbox
Outlook
dash Dan Clark dash out unread. Expedia Microsoft enter.
That's different inbox that I've noticed so far. I'm going to press enter. I've got a sample document here. Excuse me, in Outlook. So I'll press enter to open that.
Enter. Message from colon Dan Clark. Subject test attachment. Message has 7 links.
Now I have an open message here,
Windows up arrow.
And it has an attachment just for practice. In the earlier versions, 2013 and earlier, when you were at the top of a message that had an attachment, you could press Control Home if you weren't at the top.
Test attachment.
And then you could press Shift Tab to go to a home, kind of like a tab, if you will. And they've done away with that tab, and then just to the right of that tab where it said Home were the attachments. And you would press Control Right Arrow to move to the attachments. So now there's no Home tab up there, so you just press Shift Tab to go to the attachments, and you land on, or focus goes to the first attachment.
Shift Tab, test doc to upload docs, 19 kilobytes, one of one attachments, use Alt plus down arrow to open the options menu button.
So there's a button here, it says there's an options menu button, and it tells me to press Alt down arrow to open that. Well, that is currently something that's not working with JAWS 17 right now. We've got it in our system to fix. So what I'm going to do, and this is a workaround you can use in the meantime, if you press Insert 3 on the numbers row, you'll hear JAWS say Enter key to pass through, and then I can press the Alt down arrow and open up a list of choices for that attachment. So I'll press Insert 3.
Enter key to pass through.
Enter key to pass through, and now I'll press the Alt down arrow.
Menu group menu. Preview.
And the first thing there is Preview.
Open.
Open.
Quick print. Save as.
Quick print, save as. Save all attachments is there as well.
Save all attachments, dot, dot, dot.
So if I just want to open that document, I can just press enter right there.
Enter. Leaving menus. Test doc to upload docs, 19 kilobytes. One of one attachments. Use alt plus down arrow.
So it's very nice that they give you that attachment or choices for the attachments in that context menu, if you will. And normally, once we get this fixed with JAWS, you'll just press Alt down arrow and it'll be able to open it. For right now, you'll have to press Insert 3 to pass the key through. And I know some of the more advanced users who use JAWS actually do a route JAWS to PC there and use their mouse with the keyboard to click. So you don't have to do that if you do the key pass through.
Close document window.
Now, there are some other differences that have been around since 2013, places like in the address and envelope sections of Microsoft Word and in the a couple of other places where there's text that's not being read, and that's something that's on Microsoft side that, you know, hopefully they'll be fixing in the near future. But if you're thinking about switching from Office 2013 to Office 2016, for the most part, if you're using the desktop versions, you're not going to have any problems at all, I don't think. So I wouldn't be hesitant to recommend it. Not necessarily recommending that you upgrade necessarily right away, but I'm saying that you should be able to do everything you need to do with the exception of a few workarounds. Okay?
Escape.
So what I'm going to do now is go ahead and go to the online version of Office 365. I'm going to log into
Windows
my
Run
portal
dialogue.
For
Open
that.
List box. H enter. O enter. Freedom Scientific Training Room dash Internet Explorer. Freedom Scientific Training Room. Click here to enter the room visited link. Enter. Password. Password edit. Star. 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 Enter. Continue. Continue. Page has no links. Office 365. Office 365.
So,
shift windows left.
Here's what Office 365 looks like when you first go on. I've got it on my computer, and there are some buttons there, if you will, for mail, calendar, people, newsfeed, OneDrive, sites, tasks, Word online, Excel online, PowerPoint online, OneNote online, and then since I'm an administrator for SharePoint, I have an administrator button that a lot of people won't have. Unless you're an administrator. So you can just press tab to go to these different things on this first screen.
Tab. Go to your Office 365. Tab. Go to the Office 365 Admin Center visited link. Tab. Menu. Use the down arrow to use the notifications pane. Tab. Open the settings menu to access personal and app settings submenu.
So these are all across the top. I'm just pressing tab.
Tab. Open the help menu to access help tab. Dan Clark offline menu with submenu subtab. Leaving menus. Go to your email visited link.
So here we go. It says go to your email visited link.
Tab. Go to your calendar link.
And since it says links, I'm just going to press insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Go to your calendar.
Now, unfortunately, I'll start with the word go to, so you have to press G until you find what you want. If I'm looking for Word online.
G. Go to people at G. Go to your newsfeed. G. Go to OneDrive. G. Go to team sites. G. Go to Outlook web. G. Go to your Office 365 homepage. W. W. Go
right,
to the
so
Office page
go
down.
To for
page
Word.
Down. Create a new OneNote note. Create a new PowerPoint. Create a new Word document in OneDrive for
so
business.
So here for the Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote, the links start with the words create a new instead of just Word, Excel, PowerPoint. So I'll press enter on create a new Word document in OneDrive.
Enter. Create a new Word document in OneDrive for business blank.
And it's opening
working
up.
Working dot, dot, dot. Working dot, dot.
And I'll press insert up arrow just to, or Windows up arrow to maximize that screen. Now, when you first open up any of these programs in OneDrive, on the Word online version or the Excel online version and so on, focuses in what we would call the backstage view if you were using the earlier versions of Office 2013 and also now the version 2016. In the desktop version, you can set it so that the backstage view does not come up. I haven't checked to find out if I can do that in the online version or not. Probably could in the options, but I haven't gone through that yet. I just wanted to show you like it is right out of the box. And what I have here on the screen is there's recent documents listed in a column on the left side of the screen, and then there's a grid of different templates to choose from on the right side. Focus is basically at the top of the page, and what you have to remember when you're working with the online versions is that these are running in your browser, so this is a web app, and you can use several different techniques for navigating, including moving by regions. So first I'll just press the letter R to move from one region to another.
Navigation region.
There's a navigation region.
Main region.
And there's a main region. I think that's the only two here.
Wrapping to top. Navigation region.
Yep.
Main region.
So when you hear main region, if you just press down arrow from there, you're going to be right there at the part where it says recent documents.
Recent. Link test2.docs.
And the last one that I had worked with is called test2.docs, D-O-C-X.
Services-my.sharepoint.com, right double angle.
And then it gives you a link to it.
Link document.docs.
And link document.docs. I was giving them very creative names, as you can tell. Document, document 4, document 3, etc. Test 2. Now, if I wanted to go past these, I could tab.
Tab, new tab page. Document.
Quickly.
Tab, test by tab. Document tab, 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 tab. Document 1. Docs services.
And once I get past the recent documents, pressing tab will put you into the template area.
Tab, open from OneDrive for business link. Tab, new blank document link.
And there's a new blank document link. It's the first one in a grid, rows and columns. It's the top left basically on the right-hand side of the screen, you've got rows and columns of different templates, like a new blank document, APA-style letters, a simple resume, a simple cover letter, you know, the usual kinds of templates that are there for standard. So I could press Enter right there and open a new blank document, but that took a lot of tabs to get there. So I'm going to press Control Home.
Microsoft Word Online dash Work Together on Word Document.
To get back to the top of the document, remember this is a web page now, and I'll press down arrow.
Navigation region.
Now here there's a navigation region, so at the top again we go through by word or by line.
Link Get Word for your device.
So way at the top of the page now, I'm just going to press Insert F7. Bring up the list of links.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Get Word for your device. 1 of 43.
And what I'm looking for is new blank document, so I'll press the letter N, November.
N, new blank document.
And there it is, so I'll just press Enter.
Enter. Copyright 2015 Microsoft link.
And it's
continue.
Opening up
continue.
A blank document
page
now.
Page has no links. Document.docs. Continue. Continue.
Now that I have Word open in
press enter
this
for
new
one
blank
moment.
Document, initially the new document looks a lot like the desktop version. Visually, there's what looks like the tabs of a ribbon, the upper ribbon, and the lower ribbon has the different groups with the buttons and things that are there. But above that, of course, we've got some other stuff, including the address bar, because it's a web-based application. But notice that if I do a say line here,
edit.
It says edit. And if I type something like hello,
there are no headings on this page. Tab. There are no headings on this page. Alt-tab. Alt-tab. New browser.
Okay, so Forms Mode didn't go on right away there. I alt-tabbed away and it came back. And you heard a sound descending tone that I've got set up for my computer for entering Forms Mode. And I can type now.
H-E-L-L-O space T-H-E-R-E.
And so basically what happens now when you're working in this application in Office Online is that they've set it up so that the middle part of the screen, or basically the majority of the screen, is now an application region. So you're actually working with an application that you can interact with, but inside of a web page. Think of the web page as being the window frame around it, and the inside part of it is where you can actually perform tasks like typing and stuff. Now, when focus was not there a minute ago, if I typed the letter H, it said there were no headings on this page, because that's what JAWS would normally do in a web page without an application region. But once Forms Mode got kicked in there, I'm able to type, and you shouldn't have to manually enter Forms Mode. It does it automatically most of the time. It just didn't do it that time. Now, if I want to get out of Forms Mode, or out of Application Mode, if I press the numpad plus on the number pad,
Application Mode, double tap to activate the virtual PC cursor.
JAWS tells me I'm in Application Mode, so this is a little bit different than what you would find in a regular desktop app. It says Application Mode because that section where the cursor is right now is the application that we're dealing with, and Forms Mode basically normally comes on automatically. Now, let's talk about what's here on the screen. On the top of the screen, you have the current tab of the browser, and that shows the browser. In this case, I can press Insert T to read the title bar.
Title is document.docs-Internet Explorer.
So it says document.docs-Internet Explorer. Now, some of the other things that you can't do here, because you have to be careful with the keystrokes that you use. I can't press Control O to open up a Word document because that will go to the browser default for Control O.
Control O, open dialog. Type the internet address of a document and Internet Explorer will open it for you. Open colon edit.
Okay, so in Internet Explorer, it gives you this dialog. Firefox gives you a slightly different dialog.
Escape.
And again, if I press Alt F, I'm not going to go to the file tab of the ribbon. I'm going to go to the file menu in IE.
Alt F, menu, new tab, Control plus T.
Okay, so where there's a native keystroke for the browser and you press a keystroke, the browser's keystroke is going to take over. On the other hand, if there's keystrokes that are not used by the browser, for example, I can use Alt W to go to the view tab of the ribbon. And since Alt-W is not used by the browser, when I press Alt-W, then it goes to the View tab of the ribbon. And once you're on one of those tabs, you can just tab through it.
Tab. Tab. Alt-tab.
Alt-tab.
New browser window. Document.doc tab. Toolbar. Help improve office button. Give feedback to Microsoft. Control-Shift-F6. View tab selected. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text.
So it said view tab, and it also said press Alt plus...
Space.
Let's look at speech history again here.
Speech history. View tab.
Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. So that's actually an issue with JAWS when you're on the ribbons in Office 365. When you're moving left and right across one of these tabs on the ribbon, you're going to get that message that says use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. And that doesn't actually work.
Escape.
The reason for that is because Microsoft is using a code that's an ARIA code that JAWS sees as an ARIA code, and JAWS would tell you if it had descriptive text, press Insert Alt R. Well, since Microsoft is not using that text here, what we're going to do is we've turned in a bug for JAWS already so that we look at this code where it says that it's got that kind of text, and if it does not have the text, don't speak the message. In this case, it doesn't have the text, so we shouldn't be speaking the message, and that will be fixed at some point in the future for JAWS. So the top line of the screen, you have things like your document name. Below that, you've got a navigation region that has a list of things like your Microsoft Services button, a link with your name to the documents that you've created, and so on. Below that, you've got the next line down, which is the upper ribbon. Below that, you've got, next to the upper ribbon, by the way, you've got the tell me what you want to do. And there's also a button there that says open in Word. So if you're working with a document online, and what I'm showing you here in Word applies to every other Office app as well. Except for Outlook, it's a little bit different in some cases, okay? So there's a button there where you can be working on a document here and choose open it in Word, which will open it up in the Word 2016 or desktop version. Below that, you've got the lower ribbon, which has groups with different buttons. Below that, it's the main document area. And then at the bottom of the page, down near the bottom of the page, there are buttons for the page number, the number of words, zoom level, and a help improve office button. So what you want to do here when you're working in the online version, if you're working in the desktop version, 2016 versions, you can press F6 to move around from one spot to another. You can move F6 to the document, from the document to the toolbar, to the ribbon, to any task panes that might be open, and then back to the document again. For the online version, you press Control F6. So if I press Control F6 now, focus was on the ribbon.
Control F6. Document Contents Editing Area Edit. Hello there.
It press moved from the ribbon to the Document Contents Editing Area, where I have the words Hello there.
Hello there.
If I press Control F6 again.
Control F6. Toolbar. Page 1 of 1 button. Editing View Shows Approximately.
That moves you down to the bottom of the ribbon, or bottom of the document, I should say, and it says Page 1 of 1 button. Now, once you're on these toolbars, you can use the Tab key to go across them.
Tab. About 2 words button. Word count.
So the word count says about 2 words, which in this case it really is 2 words.
Tab. English left paren u.s right paren button. Set language.
I can set the language.
Tab. 100% button. Zoom level. Click to open a zoom dialog box.
And there's a zoom level. That's over on the right-hand side down at the bottom of the page.
Tab. Help improve office button. Give feedback to Microsoft.
And then there's a help improve office button if you want to give Microsoft feedback. Now, if you continue to press tab past here, focus goes to the address bar because remember we're in a browser. So I could shift tab to go backwards.
Shift tab, 100% button. Shift tab, English shift tab, about 2 words.
Or I could, if I want to just go to the ribbon, which is the next stop, I can just press Control F6 again.
Control F6, list of Microsoft services button.
Now, so this is near the top. It's not actually the ribbon, sorry. There's a button there that says list of Microsoft services. And somebody's chirping at me. I'm not sure who that is. Hopefully that'll go away. I think that's my router. Naturally, things like that happen when you're online. Sorry about that. All right, so hopefully we won't lose internet connection here. So here we're on a button that gives you the list of services for Microsoft Online, or Outlook, or Microsoft Online, essentially. And what we have here is you press that button and you can go back to other things like PowerPoint, Excel, and so on. Let me see if I can stop that thing from making noise and I'll be right back.
I'm Office Cloud runs as part of the 365 subscription. I have the desktop version of Office on Live.
Okay, got that taken care of. Hopefully for the rest of the webinar, it'll be quiet. So as I mentioned, focus went to this Microsoft Services button, and I'll press Tab to go across this toolbar.
Tab, chat history. I have the desktop.
Oh, I had moved over to the training room. Let me go back.
Alt Tab, document.docs-internet.
So I was on that
list of Microsoft Services button.
List of Microsoft Services button. I'll tab from there.
Tab, Dan Clark link.
There's a link for you, whoever you are, and when you log in, it'll have your name there. And this will take you out to OneDrive, where your documents that you've saved and uploaded will be. If you want to look at those, I'll tab again.
Tab, document button, rename file.
So here's a document button. This is all across the top of the screen, right below the address bar, basically. If I wanted to rename this document, I can press Enter.
Enter.
And then just retype the name.
T-E-A-T space L-O-R space W-E-B-I-N-A-R.
I just named it Test for Webinar, and I can press Enter.
Enter.
And then move on from there. I'll press Tab.
Tab, Share button.
There's a Share button.
Tab, Test for Webinar. View tab selected. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text.
And now focus has gone to a different spot. So now if I press Control F6.
Control F6. Document contents editing area. Edit. Hello.
I had gone past that. I went to the ribbon and then past that. Let me go Control Shift F6 to go back to the ribbon.
Control Shift F6. View tab selected. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text.
So that was the View tab, which I had opened up by pressing Alt-W before. Once you're here on the ribbon, you can press Tab and Shift-Tab to move left and right. So I'll press Shift-Tab to go back to the left because the view is out to the right.
Shift-Tab. Review tab. Use JAWS key plus Alt. Shift-Tab. Page layout tab. Use Shift-Tab. Insert tab. Use Shift-Tab. Home tab.
So if I want to go back to the Home tab now, once I've pressed Shift-Tab or Tab to get to it, can press Enter, and the lower ribbon will update.
Enter. Undo. Undo button.
And the focus is on the first one in the ribbon, Undo. And if I press the Tab key,
Tab, Undo, Redo button unavailable.
The Redo button is not available because I haven't undone anything yet.
Tab, Clipboard Paste button.
And then there's the Paste button. And just like in Word for the desktop versions or any of the other ones where you have a ribbon, if you've got different groups, you can press Control Right Arrow and Control Left Arrow to move from one group to another. So focus right now is in the Clipboard group. If I press Control Right Arrow,
Space. Font name edit, calibri left paren body right paren.
That's the font group.
Blank, paragraph bullets button menu.
And there's the paragraph group, and the first thing in that group is the bullet points submenu, and so on. So I can press Control left arrow to go back.
Space, font name edit, paste button, clip undo button, undo button.
And go back to the beginning of the ribbon and so on. So one more Control F6 will put us back in the document area.
Control F6. Document contents editing area. Edit. Hello there. Press
so
control.
Basically, by default, you have four different spots. The document itself is where the focus starts out. Control F6 the second time goes to the bottom of the ribbon where there's a toolbar with the page number and the words and things. Control F6 the third time takes you up to the bar where the Microsoft services are that you've subscribed to. And that's where also the name of the document is, and your name where you can click on to go out to the OneDrive. And then Control F6 the fourth time takes you to the ribbon. And if you Control F6 one more time, you get back to the document area. And this is the same across all of the Office online applications. Let's talk about saving a document. Let's go to the File menu of the ribbon, the File tab of the ribbon. Now remember, I can't press Alt F. I've got to press Control F6 or Shift Control F6 in this case, which is faster to go backwards to the ribbon. If you're in the document, Control Shift F6.
Control Shift F6. Home tab selected. Use JAWS key.
Once you're on the Home tab, press Shift tab to go to the File tab.
Shift tab. File button.
Press Enter.
Enter. Close menu. Close menu.
And open that up. And if I down arrow.
Info. Info button menu. New button menu. Open. Open button menu. Save as. Save as button menu.
There's a save as, but there's no save.
Print. Print button menu. Share. Share button menu. About. About button menu. Help, help button menu.
Okay. The reason that there's not a share button here is that as you're working in your online documents, they're automatically saved to OneDrive. So there is no save button. They're automatically saved. If you want to save it with a different name, you can. That's fine. You would choose save as, but there's no save. So it's automatically done for you. What if you wanted to upload a document to the cloud? I'm going to press escape to get out of this menu or this
Escape.
Part of the ribbon.
File button. Escape.
And I'll press Control F6 to go back to the document.
Control F6. Document contents editing area edit. Hello there. Press Control F6 to leave. Press Alt Shift A for accessibility help.
So if you wanted to, one of the ways you could do this is you could go Control F6 to move to the list of Microsoft services button. That's the fourth place from the, well, third tab, third Control F6.
Control F6. Toolbar
at the bottom.
Control F6. List of Microsoft services button.
It's the third area that you get to. Once you go there, you can tab across to where your name is.
Tab. Dan Clark link.
Press Enter there.
Enter.
And that brings up OneDrive with your documents.
OneDrive for Business-Internet Explorer. OneDrive for Business. Turn off animations link. Turn off animations link. RSS feeds. Page has 3 regions, 1 heading, and 60 links.
And here you can press Tab a few times to get to an upload. Let me see if it's in the list of links.
Links list dialog. Links U.
No, see if
Escape.
It's in the list of form controls.
Select a form field dialog. U. Use the down U. Unlabeled U. Use the down
You'd have to tab to it. Oh, no, you can press, I think it's Alt U. So if I press Alt U.
Alt U. Choose file to upload dialog.
That lets you get to the upload button, upload dialog box right there. So that's one way to do it. I'm going to press Escape to get out of this.
Escape. 50%. OneDrive for Business.
And I'm going to go back to that Microsoft Services button with Control Shift F6.
Control Shift F6. OneDrive for Business.
Shift Tab to go back to the button I'm looking for.
Shift Tab. OneDrive for Business. Shift Tab.
Try that again. Control F6.
Control Shift F6. Top of file. Blank. PC cursor. Tab. Tab. Alt Tab. Freedom Scientific Training Room.
See where focus is here.
Alt Tab. OneDrive for Business-Internet Explorer. New browser window. OneDrive for Business-Internet Explorer. OneDrive for Business. Tab. Turn on more accessible mode link. Tab. Skip ribbon commands. Alt Tab. Skip to main content link. Tab. Turn off animations link.
Just tabbing through
tab.
The document.
Menu. Open the app launcher to access your Office 365 apps. Tab. Leaving. Go to Shift Tab. Menu. Open the app launcher to act.
There it says open the app launcher to get to your 365. So it's got a different name here than it did in Word. I'll press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Mail. Open the contacts menu to pin or unpin to the app launcher or nav.
And I'll press Insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view. C. My. Dan Clark. Home. Turn on more accessible mode. Turn. Go to your Office 365 homepage. Page down. Page down. JavaScript page down. Open the page down. Shared with everyone. Folder. Page down. Book. Excel workbook. Page down. Dan's test document. Word document. Open menu. Only shared with you. No presence information. Form slash all. Dan Clark. Presentation. PowerPoint presentation. Open book. Dan Clark. Form slash no present. Shared with some people. Open menu. Shared with everyone. Shared with every. Open modified by. Modified by. Open modified, modified, open name sort and name, file type, dismiss information, learn more here, documents, JavaScript colon, home, turn on escape.
I'll just press the tab key, it'll be faster.
Tab, tab, open the context menu to pin or tab, 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 open the context menu to pin or unpin to the app tab, open the context menu to pin or unpin to the app launcher or nav bar button menu, tab, open the Shift tab, open shift tab, open the enter menu. Escape, leaving menus. Links list dialog, M, Y, my apps.
There it is, my apps. I should have gotten that first, sorry.
Enter, open the contacts menu to pin or unpin to the app launcher or nav bar button menu. My apps, page has 1 region.
And that's a different spot there. Now if I press Control F6 here.
Control F6, my apps. Control F6. Tab. Go to your Office 365 homepage visited link.
That's what I want. Go to my Office 365 homepage, so I'll press Enter.
Enter. Office 365. Collaborate with Office Online.
And now I'll press Insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list
Remember
view.
We started with Create.
C. Create a new Word document in OneDrive for Business.
And I'll press Enter to go back.
Enter. Create a new Word document in OneDrive for Business visited link. New browser window. Internet Explorer. Microsoft Word Online dash work together on Word documents. Create a new Word document in OneDrive for Business link. Project task list. Windows up arrow.
Now it says for some reason my list of recently opened documents isn't available right now. Try again soon. Nice. Okay. So I'm going to go back and create a new blank document.
Tab, new tab page, get tab, my account visited link. Tab, sign out link, tab, open from OneDrive tab, new blank document link, enter.
To get back to where I was.
Document.docs, copyright 2015 Microsoft link, editing area edit.
I'm assuming that since, well, let's just say it should be available soon. Because a minute ago we saw all those documents there that were there. Let's talk about working with a document that's already saved in the cloud. What you can do is press Control F6 to move to the link with your name like we just did, and then tab to the Edit Document button and press Enter on it. Or you can use your list of links and move to the Link button with your name on it and press Tab to get to the Edit Document button there to get to it. So what I want to do for a second here is go back out of here. Press Control F6.
Control F6. Toolbar. Page.
That's the toolbar at the bottom. I want to go back to the Microsoft Services button.
Control F6. List of Microsoft Services button.
And I'll press Enter to activate that.
Enter. Go to your email link. Mail.
And I want to go back to Word Online again. Let's see if it has my recent documents.
Links list dialog. Links list view. C. C. End. Dan Clark. Go to Word Online.
Now it's got Go to Word Online. See how these things change sometimes?
Go to Word Online link.
You have to work online with that
browser
occasionally.
Window. Internet Explorer. List of Microsoft services.
It's probably because I already
Word
had it
online
open.
Dash work together on Word documents. Resume and cover letter left paren chronological.
Now, I was hoping to see that Windows it say my list of recent documents was open or available, which it didn't.
Close document window. Toolbar. New browser window.
Okay, well, let's try something different then. Try creating
Alt
a new
tab,
document
Office
here.
Office 300, Alt-Shift tab, document.docs-Internet Explorer, list of Microsoft services button.
I'm going to press Control F6 to get back to the document area.
Control F6, Home tab selected used.
That's the Home tab, Control F6 again.
Control F6, document contents editing area. Press Control F6 to leave. TASIS-E-T-O-S-T-E-B-I-A-R.
Just typed another sentence there. And it should, of course, save it automatically. Now, there is a button that says Open in Word. I'm going to press Insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view.
And go back to the first thing that's in the links list is the Dan Clark link, which takes you back to OneDrive. So I'm not going to do that.
Escape.
Let's try Insert F. We just do Control F6 to get to it.
Control F6. Toolbar. Page 1 of 1 button. Control F6. List of Microsoft services button. Tab, Dan Clark link.
Tell you what, let's go to a different
tab,
program.
List of Microsoft services button. Enter. Go to your email link.
Let's go to Excel real quick.
Tab. Go to your calendar link. Tab, 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 tab. Go to Excel online link. Excel online.
Okay, and we're going to go to Excel.
Enter. New browser window. Internet Explorer.
And I'll show you a few things in Excel real quick.
Windows
and we'll
arrow.
Come back to Word and hopefully my recent documents will be available again. Because I want to show you something that happens when you have recent documents. Now here when you open up Excel, you have the same backstage view, so I'm just going to press Insert F7.
Links list dialog.
Link. Go to the top of the list of links.
Home. Get Excel for your device.
And choose New Blank Workbook.
N. New Blank Workbook.
And press Enter.
Enter. New tab page. Copyright 2015 Microsoft link. Book1.xlsx. Copyright 2015 Microsoft link. Region edit. Forms mode. Full stop. A one dot.
Okay, now here we have something slightly different with the Control F6 pattern. If I press Control F6, it'll go to that toolbar at the bottom, actually to the Sheets tab at the bottom.
Control F6. Region scroll to the first sheet button.
And there's a couple of buttons here that says scroll to the first sheet. If I tab across here, it says at the bottom of the screen.
Tab. Region scroll to the previous sheet button.
It says region scroll to the previous sheet.
Tab. Region scroll to the next sheet.
Region scroll to the next sheet.
Tab. Region scroll to the last sheet button.
To the last sheet. And if I tab again, I'll hear sheet 1.
Tab. Sheet 1, sheet 1 link.
If I tab again.
Tab. Region new sheet button.
I can press enter on new sheet button.
Enter. Blank.
And now we have a sheet 2 down at the bottom of the page, like a little tab hanging down. The focus has gone back into the document now.
Blank.
And
blank.
A2, B2. Now I'm hearing Jaws say blank, so I'm going to press Insert Escape to refresh the screen.
Screen refreshed.
And now I'll press right arrow.
Blank.
Blank. Still saying blank.
Blank.
So I'm still having some issues with it as far as reading goes. Let me press Control F6 to go back to that sheet thing at the bottom of the page.
Control F6. Region scroll to the first sheet button.
So there's a region that says scroll to the first sheet. This is not working last time I checked, so I'm going to press spacebar.
Space.
Nothing happens. I'll press enter.
Enter.
Nothing happens, so you're thinking, well, how do I get to the first sheet? If I tab.
Tab. Region scroll to the previous sheet button.
So there's these four buttons in this region, to the first sheet, to the previous sheet, to the next sheet, and to the last sheet. Press enter.
Enter.
Spacebar.
Space.
Nothing works. I've tried control enter. I even tried using it with a mouse without JAWS running, and it wasn't working, so I'm assuming that this is going to be fixed at some point by Microsoft. So what I'll do is I'll just tab until I hear sheet 1, because focus is now in sheet 2.
Tab. Region scroll to the next sheet button. Tab. Region scroll to the last sheet button. Tab. Sheet 1, sheet 1 link.
There it is. Sheet 1, sheet 1 link. And I can press enter on it.
Enter. Region edit.
And since it said link, I'm just going to see if those are in the list of links.
Links list dialog. Links.
And they're not. It's just calling it a link. It's there's only the one link in there, the one for Dan Clark at the top of the page.
Dan Clark 1 of 1.
So you have to... You can't press control page up and control page down like you can in the desktop version here to move from sheet to sheet. You can't press insert control L.
Select the list dialog. List one list escape.
Insert control O.
Select an object dialog. Yeah. Escape. Blank. Select a voice profile. Escape.
There's a keystroke, and I'm forgetting which one it was for select a sheet. But if you do that, it just shows all the sheets on one line. So you can't get to them that way either. So what I'm telling you is if you're needing to switch from one sheet to another, you need to use the Control F6 key to get down to that section where the sheets are, and then tab left and right, shift tab to go backwards, and tab to go forwards till you find the sheet you want to switch to, and press enter to get to it. So just a little bit about Excel there. Let me switch back over to Word.
Alt tab. Document.docs-internet-explorer. Alt tab. Office 365-internet-explorer. Alt tab. Alt tab. Alt tab. Document1-word.
I've still got some of the desktop versions open, so I'm going to close them.
Alt F4. Micro
N. Real quick.
Book1.xlsx-internet-explorer. Book alt tab. Document.docs-internet-explorer. Toolbar.
All right, so there's my Word document again. I'm just going to go back to the File tab of the ribbon by pressing Control F6. Shift Control F6.
Control Shift F6. New tab page. Page 1 of 1 button. Editing view shows approximate page ends. Control Shift F6. Document contents editing area. Edit. Control Shift F6. Home tab selected. Use.
So there's the home tab. I'll press Shift tab to go to the file tab.
Shift tab. File button.
Press enter.
Enter. Close menu. Close menu button. Info. Info button menu. New button menu. Blank. Open button menu.
Let me
menu.
Choose open here.
Enter. More on OneDrive for business. More on OneDrive for business button.
And I'm getting this message that says, we can't get the list of your recent documents right now. I do apologize for that. That's just...
Enter. New browser window. Internet.
I didn't mean to do that. Hold on.
Alt F4.
So let me try it a different way. I'm going to go back to the list of links. Insert F7. Remember my name, Dan Clark.
This feature is only available from within a virtual document.
So it says it's only available in a virtual document. So I'll press numpad plus twice quickly.
PC cursor. PC cursor.
See where focus
is. Book, alt shift tab. Document.doc.
Go back to the document area.
Control F6. Document contents editing area. Links list dialog. Links.
And pull up the list of links. Press enter on the link for my name.
Enter.
Toolbar. Just going to go back
Dan
to OneDrive.
Visited link.
See if I can see
OneDrive
them there.
For business. Dan Clark.
So here we go.
Link turn on more accessible mode. Link skip ribbon commands alt plus Y. Links list dialog. Links list view. D. Documents D. Documents D. Dismiss informations D. Dan Clark D. Dan Clark D. Dan Clark. Dan's test document.
So I'm going to open up one that I had opened previously from when I was practicing. I'll press enter.
Enter. List of folders and files. Use up and down arrow keys to navigate. Use the space key to select.
Okay, so this, instead of getting it from my recent files, I just went to OneDrive and got the document that I'm looking for show. Now, at this point, when you've gone somewhere else and you come back into a document that you're working on, the document is kind of like in a read-only mode. And there's a button there that says Edit Document.
Dan's test document dot docs frame.
If I just press up and down arrow.
Dan's test document dot docs application. Link accessible reading mode. List of Microsoft services button.
You hear the things in the window.
Dan Clark.
But I'm not able to edit.
Visited link Dan Clark. Dan's test document. Toolbar with 5 buttons. Edit document. Print button. Share button. Comments toggle. More button menu. Toolbar end.
So it skips down to the toolbar.
Toolbar with 2 buttons. Status bar. Help improve office button.
Where the page numbers and stuff, it skips over the body of the message. So what you want to do is you want to choose to edit that document. So what I'm going to do is I'll press Control F6 to move to the link that has my name.
Control F6, toolbar, help improve office button.
That's the bottom. Press Control F6 again.
Control F6, list of Microsoft services button.
Control F6 again.
Control F6, Dan Clark link.
So when you get to the link that has your name, this is when the document is closed. Now I can press Tab.
Tab, toolbar, edit documents button menu.
And go to that Edit Document button menu. Okay. Now I'll press Enter, and I'll get two choices.
Enter. Edit in Word. Use the full functionality of Microsoft Word. Edit in Word. Use the full functionality of...
So here it says Edit in Word. Use the full functionality of Microsoft Word. The other choice is...
Edit in Word Online. Make quick changes right here in your browser.
Edit in Word Online. Make quick changes right here to your in your browser. So if you want to go back to the online document, that's the one you're going to choose. I'll press Enter.
Enter. Toolbar. Edit Documents button menu. Frame 1. Dan's test document.docs. Updated. Document contents editing area edit. Heading 1. Press Control F6 to leave.
And now I'm able to go through and edit that document.
It gets saved as a web page in bottom of file. Enter.
Okay, so let's say I want to go back and do some other things like select some text. I press Shift End and I can do Control B for bold.
Control B.
Control I for italics. Control U for underline and things like that.
Escape.
Now, one of the things that can cause a problem is I've got a list of three items here. Let's just say I go back to the Tell Me with Alt-Q.
Alt-Q. Toolbar.
And type
tell
in
what you
bullet.
Want to do. B-U-L-L-E-T. Found 5 results.
Actually, let's type in number.
Selected. Bullet. N-U-M-B-E-R. Found 5 results.
So I'll down arrow now.
Numbering button menu.
And this will give me my numbering of the bullets instead of having to go to the ribbon to do it. And I'll press Enter.
Enter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
And I have several choices, like 1, 2, 3, 4. I could do ABC, lowercase. I could do II, capitals, etc. I'll press Enter on 1, 2, 3, 4.
Enter. Press Control F6 to leave.
Now, this says that it's
this is item.
Looks visually like it's a numbered list. So if I down arrow.
This is item 2. List level 1.
Now, I'm hearing it say this is item 2, so I'm going to do a screen refresh because that should be item 1.
Screen refresh.
And I found out that in these online versions, you do have to press Insert Escape a couple of times during your work. So I'm going to up arrow to get off of that.
Blank. Leaving.
And then down arrow again.
This is item 1. List level 1, item 1.
So it says this is item 1, list level item 1.
This is item 2. Item 2.
So the this is item 2 is the text that I've typed there, and then the item 2 is the number in the list.
This is item 3. Item 3.
But the thing is, if I press Tab to demote this to the next level.
Tab.
Where it's really an A, now I've got 1 and 2 and then a letter A below that. If I up arrow to item 2.
This is item 2. Item 2.
And if I down arrow to this one that says A.
This is item 3. Level 2, item 1.
It just says this is item 3, level 2, item 1. So it's the first thing in this list. It doesn't say the letter A. So what you have here when you're working in the online versions is you have things that are not necessarily going to tell you what's there with bulleted lists and numbered lists and maybe some other things like that. So they have a thing called accessible reading mode where you can take the document and convert it to a PDF and then you can go through and read it like that. The other choice there would be to choose open it in Word, the desktop version, and then you could go and see your numbers and your bulleted lists and things right there. It is 1 o'clock, top of the hour. I know if some of you have to leave, that's perfectly fine. I'll send out the recorded archive later. But what I want to do is I want to go ahead and continue just a little bit further. I'm almost pretty much through. I want to talk a little bit about PowerPoint and some of the accessibility things and some keyboard shortcuts. And just look at a little bit more and tell me and show you about this accessible reading mode. So maybe 10 minutes more and we'll be through with the lesson for today and then we'll take some questions. So let's say I want to do that accessible reading mode. What I'm going to do is press Control F6 to go to, well, actually, I think it's already open. I can just Alt-Tab to it.
Alt-Tab, book1.xlsx-internet-explorer.
Yeah, Internet Explorer is there.
Blank, blank.
And I can Alt-Tab back
Alt-tab.
To
Dan's test document.
My test document. It's still there. So let me go back to, let me close this one, Control F4.
Close document window, new browser window, book1.xl.
Back into Excel. Now I'm going to go back to the office button, Control F6.
Control F6. Region scroll to...
There's the sheets at the bottom of the page. Control F6 again.
Control F6. Toolbar. Customize status bar button menu.
Control F6 again.
Control F6. Home tab selected.
And let's see, Shift tab or Shift Control F6 to go back.
Control Shift F6. Toolbar. Customize status bar button menu. Shift tab. Region new sheet button. Shift tab. Sheet to link. Shift tab.
Okay, so that's down at the bottom of the page. Control F6.
Control F6. Toolbar. Customize status bar button menu.
Try it again.
Control F6. Home tab selected. Shift tab. File button. Shift tab. Toolbar. Share button. Shift tab. Book one button. Rename
file. I'm just going
file.
Backwards till I get to the...
Shift tab. Dan Clark link.
Button for Office.
Shift tab. List of Microsoft Services button.
That's it. List of Microsoft Services. Because I want to switch back to Word again.
Enter. Go to your email link.
I closed it and I want to just open it again. So I'll just tab to it.
Tab. Go to Word Online. Enter. New browser window. Internet Explorer.
Hey, now I have my recent documents back.
Windows up arrow.
Go figure. So I knew I can press the letter R to go to that region where the main region is.
Navigation region.
There's the navigation region. R again.
Main region.
Main region. Down arrow to the first file there.
Recent. Link Dan's test document.docs.
And that was the last one I had open, so I'll press enter.
Enter. New tab page. Dan's test document.docs services-my.sharepoint.com right double angle bracket personal right double.
Okay, now I'm going to press Windows up arrow to maximize
Windows
this.
Windows up arrow.
So again, once you've closed a document and come back to it, it's back in that kind of read-only mode. And I want to press Control F6 until I... Well, actually, what I want to show you this time is how to get to the accessible reading mode rather than going to the edit document button.
Virtual PC Carson.
So I'll press Control Home.
Dan's test document.docs.
And I'm just going to press the tab key from the top of the document.
Tab, new tab page, accessible reading mode link.
And there it is right there. It says accessible reading mode. I'll press enter.
Enter. Microsoft Word Online Dialog Generating Document dot dot dot. Click here to view the PDF of your document. Click here to view the PDF of your document. Link.
So there it says, we've generated a PDF of this document with accessibility tagging for better interaction with screen readers. Click here to view it. I'll press enter.
Enter. New browser window. Internet Explorer.
I did check.
usc-word-view.officeeps.live.com. Accessibility setup assistant dialog. Set all accessibility.
Let me go through this accessibility setup real quick.
Enter. Accessibility. Enter. Accessibility. Enter. Accessibility. Read the entire document at once. Radio. Enter. Disable document auto-save checkbox checked. Enter.
Okay, so it's
Acrobat
going to open this
dialog.
Up.
Make Adobe Acrobat Reader DC my default PDF. Tab. No but space. Document. Windows up arrow.
Now, what it does when you do this is it opens up the document.
List end.
In a web page. So what I'm going to do is choose Alt F to go to the file menu in Internet Explorer.
Alt F.
First you have to press Alt and then let go and then press F for some reason here.
Menu bar. File. F. Leaving menu bar. New. Save as dot dot.
And I'm going to choose Save As because it's better to read your documents from a local drive rather than a web browser when you're doing PDFs.
Enter. Menu bar. Leaving menu bar. List. Save as dialog. File name colon edit combo. Request dot PDF.
So it's going to save it in my PC documents area called Request. I'm just going to type webinar.
W-E-B-I-N-A-R space T-E-S-T. Space T-W-O.
And press enter.
Enter. List.
Now I'm going to close this web page with Control F4 where the PDF document is.
Alt tab. Dan's test document.docs-internet explorer. Alt shift tab. HTTPS. Alt F4. Dan's test document.docs-internet explorer.
And now we're back into the spot where it said.
Escape. New tab page. Dan's test document.
The document is where it's in edit, read-only mode again. And let me just real quickly go to Windows
E,
Explorer.
File IQ. Tree view.
Go to documents.
Documents. Close. Enter. Tab. Space.
And open up the webinar test to PDF from here.
Enter. Webinar test 2.pdf dash Adobe Acrobat Pro. Dan's test document. Docs document. Dan's test document. Heading level 1, heading 1.
And I had two pages here, all down arrow.
It's saved as a web page. Archive format. Page 2. List of 2 items.
And here we go to that list.
1, this is item 1. 2, this is item 2. List of 1 items nesting level 1. A, this is item 3.
And so here I'm able to read that it's number 1, number 2, and the letter A again. It's a little bit convoluted to get to make sure you're editing is correct to save it as a PDF. I think my personal preference when I would do this would be just to go ahead and save it as Word.
Alt F4, document.
So if I go back to the test document online, and let's press Control F6 until I get to my name.
Control F6, toolbar, help improve office button. Control F6, list of Microsoft services button. Control F6, Dan Clark.
Once I get to my name, I'll tab to the Edit Document button.
Tab, toolbar, Edit Documents button menu. Enter, edit in Word, use the full
and
functionality of Microsoft
Word. And then I would just choose
Edit in Word, use the full functionality of Microsoft Word.
And button. That would open it up in my desktop version of Word so I could edit it. I think that's a lot easier to do than try to save it as a PDF, which opens up in a web browser, and then you have to save it to your local hard drive. So real quickly, I'm just going to press this Edit in Word Online
edit in
for
Word
now.
Online, make quick enter, toolbar, Edit Documents button menu. Frame 1, Dan's test document.docs, updated, Word Online. Document.
I'm going to go to the bottom of the document.
Bottom of file.
Press enter a few times.
Blank. Blank.
And let's just say, look at the tell me with Alt Q.
Alt Q, toolbar.
What if you want to insert a table? You can just type in table.
T-A-B-L-E. Found 5 results.
And then down arrow.
Select table button unavailable. More styles button menu unavailable. Table insert table button menu. Table.
Insert table. Submenu.
1x1 table link. Insert.
And now you
F1
have the
help.
Grid where you can insert the 1x1.
2x1 file actions view blank. File actions view options recording administration help. Insert F1 help. 3x3 table link.
So I could set it to a 3x table and insert
enter.
That there.
Table, column 1, row 1, editing area.
So without even having to go to the ribbon, I was able to insert a table. If I go below that table.
Enter.
What, you know, something enter. That I hardly ever do is do hanging indents. If I have a line of text.
T-H-I-S-S-P-A. Blank. Space. Blank.
See it visually.
This is a. Enter. Black, black,
I'm going to type
black,
a line
black,
of text here.
Selected. End. L-I-E-S-O-S-T-X-T, period. Space. Selected.
Copy that
select,
brief
end.
Thing and just paste it a
clipboard.
Few times.
Pasted from clipboard. Pasted from clipboard. Pasted from clipboard. Pasted from clipboard. Pasted from clipboard.
So I've got a couple of lines of text there on the screen. And what if I wanted to apply a hanging indent to
this
that?
This is a line of text. End.
I have no idea where
this
to find hanging indent.
Home.
On the ribbon, but if I go Alt Q,
toolbar, tell me what you want to do.
To the tell me, type in hang.
A-A-N-G, found tool results.
I can down arrow to hanging.
Hanging toggle button.
And press enter.
Enter document contents editing area. This
and
is
what
a
that
line
does
of text.
Is it makes the second line of text and the third line below that all indented. The first line is at the left margin. That's what a hanging indent is. But I just chose that one because I don't know where it is on the ribbon. I could probably find it. But the idea is that the Tell Me is a nice tool. And I think a lot of you who use Office 216 or Office Online are going to find it to be a very useful tool. It'll save you a lot of hassle trying to find things in the ribbon if you know what you're looking for. Similarly, we had the Smart Lookup.
Blank. This is a line of text. This, selected.
So if I select some text there, press the application key on it or Shift F10.
Shift F10, cut button.
Let's see.
Copy button. Escape. Document escape. I, S, space, L.
Oh, you know what? That's not available in the online version. It's only available in the Word version.
Alt tab, documents.
From your desktop. So let me just start that
documents.
Real quick.
Items view multi-select lip ORD. Word 2006, enter. Document 1-word.
So there's another difference print between the online version. How about if I type the word document?
U-M-E-N-T, space, T-O-D-A-Y.
And the word today.
Today,
document. If I select document. The word document and press Shift F10.
Shift F10, menu.
In this context menu now, there's Smart Lookup.
Menu, Smart Lookup.
Which wasn't available in the online version. Okay, if I press enter here.
Leaving menus. Insights pane. https://uc.officeheaps.liv.com/office-insights/web/views/ins.
There's a button here that says got it.
We value your privacy to bring you relevant information. Go ahead. Please link privacy statement for more details. Got it button.
That they're telling you about their privacy policy. Once you click that got it button.
Enter. Got it button.
You never have to do that again. And now you'll get some things. It's called the Insights pane, and it's got some things from Explore Wikipedia, the definition of a document, it's a etc. and some other things that pertain to web searches and things like that. So that's what Smart Lookup does. It opens up in the Insights pane to give you some other information. Okay, I'm going to go back over to, let's just look at PowerPoint real quick.
Alt tab, documents, Alt tab, DINS test document, Alt tab, Microsoft Word Online dash work together on Word documents dash Internet Explorer.
And I'm going to go
back.
Close this one.
Close document window. Document 1 dash Word. Document
That's
1.
That's the real Word. I'll close that
Alt
one.
F4.
No.
Micro N. Documents. Items view multi select list box. Webinar windows up arrow.
That was just the
Alt F4.
File
DINS
Explorer. Okay, so I'm back in the document online for Word. I'm just going to press Control F6 to get to the Microsoft.
Control F6. Toolbar. New tab page. Pay Control F6. List of Microsoft Services button.
Services button
Enter.
For me.
Go to your email link.
And I'm going to go back into this until I find PowerPoint.
Tab. Go to your calendar tab. Go to People in tab. 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 Go to PowerPoint on Enter. New browser window. List of Microsoft.
And I'll press Windows up arrow to just
Windows
show you a
arrow.
Few things in PowerPoint real quickly. Now again, we get the backstage view. So new blank presentation is what I'm looking for. I'll use the list of links.
Links list dialog. Links N. New blank present. Enter. New tab page. Copyright 2015 Microsoft link. Presentation 1.pptx. Edit. https://usc-powerpoint.
Now, initially focuses in the slide panel itself where you can do the click to add title. And I'll just press tab to select that placeholder.
Tab. Center title placeholder. Click to add title.
Just like in PowerPoint on the desktop, I'll press Enter to go into edit mode.
Enter. Editing area, edit.
And
press
I can type in
TODWYYAYWEBINAR.
A title I typed in today's webinar. Now, in the online, in the desktop version, you could press Escape to get out of this edit mode.
Escape.
That doesn't work here. The keystroke that you want to use to get out of edit mode in the online version of PowerPoint is Function Key F2.
F2, edit, https://.
That puts you back at the object layer, and I can tab to the next placeholder.
Tab, subtitle placeholder, click to add subtitle.
And get to the subtitle placeholder, press Enter, go in and type some stuff, and then, again, instead of pressing Escape, press F2 to get out of that edit mode. There's a tab, a Control F6 order here in PowerPoint as well, that would take you from here down to the bottom to the toolbar, like we did in Word, and then it goes from there to the PowerPoint online, then it goes to the home tab of the ribbon, then it goes to the slide thumbnails pane, and then it finally comes back to the slide panel area. So again, Control F6 and Control Shift F6 work pretty much just the same, just different places that you go in the different applications. I'm going to go back to the
15% new browser window, free menu bar, administration menu,
training room,
home users submenu,
and stop the desktop sharing and
move by regions using the
go back to the
desktop.
Webinar room for a minute.
Freedom Scientific browser window when Word Online opens
and
focus.
I want to push out the next page.
Next page visited link.
Page. Oops. Which is the contact information page.
Copyright 2000.
And we'll go ahead and take questions and answers. Questions and try to give answers here. I saw a lot of stuff coming in the chat area, and I'm sure that I see Luis added several things that he's knowledgeable about. So if there are other questions that didn't get answered, and I know Ron was helping as well, I'll let go of the microphone. One of the things that I want to stress, though, is that in the summary of my notes on the prior page, I have in text here, it says, in summary, much of what you need to do can be done in the online versions of Microsoft Office. Okay. However, even Microsoft mentions the following when opening an online document for editing. Remember when the document was like in the read-only mode and we had to choose edit document, you had two choices. The first choice is edit in Word, PowerPoint, or whatever, and they say there, use the full functionality of Microsoft, whatever, Word, PowerPoint, etc. If you choose the second choice, which is the online version, it says edit in Word, PowerPoint, etc. online. And their recommendation there says make quick changes right here in your browser. So even Microsoft in those two buttons choices. They're saying if you want to use the full functionality of one of these products, use the desktop version. If you want to make quick changes to the documents, use the online version. So I'm just going to leave it with what Microsoft says. And that's going to wrap up the webinar for today. Thanks for joining us. We'll stick around for questions. Oh, I wanted to mention that I saw a question about Outlook, I think it's this. Where is it? Let's see. Somebody said that they thought that I would show how to access Outlook via the web. I did not include Outlook in this particular webinar, Outlook Online, because I didn't find it very accessible. That's just my personal feeling. If you want to use Outlook, your best bet is to use the online, use the desktop version, or even the web version, I think, is even better than the Outlook Online version here that comes with Office 365. So hopefully that'll get better as time goes on, but for right now, I really recommend using the desktop version of Outlook.
There's also a question about accessibility of Publisher. Dan, you might want to cover that after we stop the recording.
Sounds good. Well, there's not a whole lot of questions, so I guess that I just had so much information there that people are just kind of like, wow, what do we do now? Hopefully you've enjoyed it and got something out of it, an overview of the online version, Office 365, and the desktop versions. And the desktop version 2016, as I mentioned before, is for the most part very accessible. And if there's a case where there's a couple of things that aren't working quite the way you expect them to, there's workarounds. So you can definitely get your work done there, and I don't hesitate to recommend upgrading to that if you need to. If you purchase the Office 365 version, you can download the desktop version for no charge for most of the purchases that you make. There is one that you can purchase, like in SharePoint, if you purchase a SharePoint plan with Office 365 that does not give you the ability to download the desktop versions. That's the less expensive plan. If you go to a more expensive plan, you can. So just be aware that you just have to shop your options and what you might be looking for. Thanks again for joining us today. I'll go ahead and stop the recording.